Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning to all those in Central Victoria.
All right then. Firstly, let us talk about the winter that we had and then the spring that we didn't, and you feel that you got that equation right.
Yes, I was listening to the recording that we did back in about the 25th of May this year, and I was very happy to note that there was very few changes to what I said was going to happen.
I reckon that you should choose a different word. I mean, you should be pleased that you got the forecast right, but you shouldn't be happy that the forecast came true. Yeah.
Well, I hope it was a help to somebody.
Yeah.
I believe some farmers didn't sow their crops on the basis of what I said,
mm-hmm.
and they've got more money in the bank now.
Mm. All right. Now, some of the things that you watch... the SOI, the Southern Oscillation Index, where are we at with that?
Well, in the last fortnight, 3 weeks, it's been sitting up around the plus 20 mark. It reached about plus 36 on one day earlier this week. And that's a fairly good sign because at the moment, the water over in Western Australia is quite cool, so we're not going to get very much moisture from that area. So at the moment, we've got a warm patch of water which has made connection to the Queensland's coast and runs right out into the middle of the Pacific towards South America.
All right. Well, that's one of the indicators you do. And you've mentioned now sea surface temperatures. You've been observing that, as you say, off the western and southern coasts of Australia, things are looking sort of average to cold. But as you say, to the east and particularly to the north of Australia, things are looking positive?
Yeah. I've actually... did two weather forecasts in the last week, long range. The ones watching my site might have seen a weather forecast pop up on Sunday night, and then it changed on Monday. Well, that was because there was quite a significant change in the sea surface temperature, off Queensland on the photograph or the plan that came out on Monday morning. So I had to upgrade the forecast to give us an extra about 20% of rain based on those changes.
All right. So with the sea surface temperatures and SOI, the other thing that I believe you do is look at the cycle of the MJO. I cannot tell you what MJO stands for, but you will. But that's about, call it the comparison of pressures between Northern Australia and Southern Australia or something, isn't it?
Well, not quite, Jonathan, but we'll go through it again. Madden-Julian Oscillation is the name of it. That's what the MJO stands for. And it is a low-pressure system that develops off the Horn of Africa, travels along the equator out into the Pacific. And it usually does this about once every, say, 50 days. And as the system passes through New Guinea, it enhances the rainfall in this area here. And that did that over the last about 8 days. It's been in phase five for about the last 8 days, and just yesterday it moved out of it into phase four. So it progresses around the clock face, you might say, from one round to eight, and the best one for us is when it's in phase five.
Now, the concern that we had through last spring is that the MJO just didn't behave the way you like it to.
No, it's been very erratic and very weak all this year, actually, and just the last couple of weeks we've seen it gain some strength. So that's why we got good rains out of the last system last week. And we've got almost the identical situation of the last 4 or 5 days as what we had last week, with an upper level low developing over the northern part of Victoria, New South Wales. And the Bureau said it was going to blow Gippsland apart, and it didn't. And now we have a similar situation, and over the last couple of days it's been downgraded very much. So they're hardly even forecasting rain in Gippsland now.
Well, and we have seen the last 2 days forecasts for severe thunder warnings even for our region, Kevin. Nothing seems to be coming of that. Is that a surprise to you?
Not at all, because the biggest Southern Oscillation Index figure was about 5 days ago now, and there's about a four-day lag on that, and that peaked yesterday.
All right. Now, we've sort of said what's happened in the past and where we're at now. You've mentioned the three indicators you look at. What's going to happen for the rest of summer? September, October, November. In fact, summer starts on Monday. What is your forecast for summer?
I believe we're going to get average rain for summer. So this is one of the first times I can say we can get average rain.
Is that so for loosened growers and people running gardens, that's okay, but really for things like water storages, that's a yeah.
That's right. Actually, I think we might have a wet Christmas the way it's looking at the moment, because with a bit of luck, we'll be back in NGO5 by the time we get around to Christmas, and we might see some rain then.
All right. And are you prepared to look a bit further than summer at this stage?
Yeah, well, look, the very short-term thing is we've got this warm water off Queensland at the moment, and if it sits there and stays there, we will get good rains in this area, maybe even slightly above average sometimes. But I don't expect that's going to stay there for more than a couple of months, and the really thing that's pushing right against us at the moment is we have cold water all the way around the bottom half of Australia, and we have a very hot Chinese effect up north of New Guinea, around Japan, China. And the particle pollution, the aerosol pollution coming out of China and India has been growing each year. And don't forget, we are due to come into El Nino, and there are very small signs of that sitting there dormant over near South America. So I expect as we get into next year, we'll see that El Nino start to pick up again.
All right, so in some ways, start thinking a little pessimistically about 2009.
Yeah, well, like I say in my forecast, about 300 to 400 millimetres of rain for next year is the way I'm looking at the moment.
How's that compared to our 10-year average rather than the long-term one, Kevin?
About average. Our 8-year average is 404 millimetres now. It used to be 550.
All right. So what we've had in the past could be the same, and it all depends on when it falls for farmers, whether it's useful, and it all depends on how much falls at one time for water catchments.
Yes, we only need about 150 millimetres of rain between June and September.
All right, cross your fingers that all of the factors fall into place for that one. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you to you all.
Thank you. Kevin Long, and look, I'll give it a plug just this once. Thelongview.com.au. Yeah, there you go. I did know. Thelongview.com.au. Kevin has some of the pictures that he's talking about up there as well. For example, if you try through the Weather Bureau to get the picture of the sea surface temperature anomalies graph or diagram, it's really hard. So Kevin put a link on his page. Go and have a look.